Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? My name's Chris Fairbanks. I am by myself in the car. Usually I'm not chewing gum. Very unprofessional. And B, can't remember if I've started numerically or alphabetically. B, no, it's part two. Karen Kilgariff is usually hosting with me. And thirdly, I forgot this was a three-parter. We usually have a guest. I am driving myself to Flappers, the name of a comedy club that I have mixed feelings about, honestly. It's 1920s themed, so that's what Flappers is referencing. But I think all of us, and when I say Flappers to you, the word Flappers makes us think of any number of genitalia on men or women. The sport of jogging, if you call jogging a sport. A lot of people don't consider anything that you do by yourself a sport. And with those people, I take argument all the time. Golf, skateboarding, reading, just about everything I do by myself. I'm kidding, I don't read. Anyway, usually Karen's with me. She is very busy this week. She is in the middle of two writing jobs. She has to do an outline for tomorrow. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's a rough version of something written. And I have my set at Tit Flappers. So we're just going to... Flappers, we're just going to listen to my voice. And you can stop at this point. I have anxiety about not coming out with an episode, because I heard that that's bad mojo, and I've never used the phrase bad mojo in my life. It makes me think of someone that lights candles and then kills chickens. It's a gypsy word used by those in the art of voodoo. So I'm sorry I said bad mojo, but I do think that it's bad luck. Let's just say luck, if you want to be all Caucasian, middle America about it. It's bad luck to not have an episode come out every week. So this is my, and I am going to put a disclaimer, or at least a colon, either an illustration or that word spelled out, where it says, Chris Fairbanks by himself, colon, you don't have to listen to this. I'm now having better ideas. But anyway, we're going to Flappers. Waze is, and a lot of people for a long time, I'd show up late and they're like, well, you got to get Waze. What are you using, Google Maps? Someone's grandpa? Or they just would call me my grandpa. And I didn't get it. I didn't see the benefits of it. But man, they have got an algorithm that will keep you from losing your way. That's for certain. They have you zigzagging down roads. The point is with Waze, and of course they're now a sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? Waze will have you zigzagging through, sometimes areas you don't like. Routes that you're unfamiliar with. If you don't trust Waze, if you try and add your own shortcuts, you're not believing in the system. So you got to put your trust in Waze. And ever since, I pulled down the walls and I let them grab hold of my life. Waze, there's a book I'd like you to read. It seemed like I was talking about a religion. But I'm very impressed with Waze as an application. I know it's nothing more, and I'm not about to slip on some purple Nikes and slip my throat in a bunk bed. Okay, here we go. I'm taking a left on Normandy. I'm leaving the Larchmont area. I should have mentioned that earlier. And heading to Flappers. That's Dick Flappers in Burbank. God, regular Flappers. How many times? And I'm here at a red... we got it. Also, usually, I think I mentioned this, we usually have a guest. I think tonight there will be other comics at the show. I don't know a lot of their names. You know, I go to Flappers with a lot of questions. It's not my scene. They have you sign a contract that literally says you will be paid $0, the number zero with a dollar sign in front of it. That is in a contract that they insist you sign. And that means you're agreeing to be mistreated. That's all you're doing by signing that. But, you know, give you a longer set in L.A. A lot of people don't know that in Los Angeles, as a comedian, it's not always the easiest thing to do, like, an hour of material. Or it's hard to come by, rather. Easy. I mean, it's easy for me to talk for an hour, clearly. God, I don't like that joke where people fake laugh. And I just did it. I'm going to apologize. Anyway, I'm excited to go there. I want to get some stuff off my chest. I'm not that kind of comic that's like, oh, I got some stuff to get off my chest. But I got some new jokes I'm working on. It's a good place to fire them off into some humans' ear holes. And then, you know, next week, though, Karen and I will be boarding. All aboard. Fresh fish. I won't do anything like that again. I'm sorry. I thought I'd do some Foley work. Came out of left field. Peanuts. Get your peanuts. That was left field. That's a baseball reference. Anyway, we're getting on a boat for the Atlantic Ocean Comedy Festival. It's going to be very fun. I'm taking a right on Santa Monica Boulevard. There's a street urchin smoking. Appears to be a handmade cigarette. And he gave me full eye contact. I did not waste any time on him. Last episode, we had a lot of violence. The Todd Glass episode, there was a biker that tried to attack us. That wasn't the last episode. Anyway, it's the one before. It's so hard to keep track of the dozen we've done. I'm not off route. We're going to be getting on a boat, Karen and I, for the Atlantic Ocean Comedy Festival. Very exciting. Put on by the MaximumFun.org podcast collective. Jesse Thorne, my friend Jordan Morris, all these. I don't think Jordan's going to be there. But there's going to be fans of podcasting and fans of podcasting. And there's a cop behind me. I think he thinks I'm schizophrenic. You know, in this age of Bluetooth and everything, and the freedom to just express yourself to yourself, isn't he just being a little paranoid, if you ask me? He really is on my ass. Really on it. Well, that's the thing about me and cops. All they have to do is see my mustache, and they just give me that nod all of a sudden, like, oh, he's not one of us. I would have recognized him, but he must work for the city. Fuck, I'm in the wrong lane. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? You're in a hurry? What, do you got a date? I doubt it. Your laundry's in the back seat, asshole. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Taking a left on Vermont. I got a little nervous there. Sorry I lashed out at that guy, but he was being aggressive. So, I'm excited to get on the boat. And on the boat, we will have access to some of your favorite comedians and bands. Kyle Kinane, there's more. There's many comics. Isn't it amazing that out of a dozen names that I've read on a list for months now, all I could think of was Kyle? Maybe that says something about me. Maybe that says something about my flapper. Oh, come on. Jokes. J- jokes by yourself in a car. If you guys don't mind, I'm just going to roll down the window a little bit. Oh, boy, it's a nice night. It's one of those crisp L.A. nights. Nikes. Yeah, I said Nikes. You know what? It's funny. There's some people that are consonant Nazis, and I'm not one of them. So I'll say it's a beautiful Nike, and you just jump on board. You don't think of, oh, you mean the opposite of day? No. You start thinking about a running shoe, because I said Nikes. That's a it's a beautiful Nike. Okay? So don't abandon me and just assume that I made a mistake. But, oh man, on this boat, though, we're going to have so many podcasts because I think technically we are giving rides. I'm not going to be the captain of the boat, and nor Karen, my co-captain. I don't think that's what they call it. Captain Part 2, I think, is what they call that. Anyway, we're going to have come back with so many great episodes. I can see it right now. You know, you're going to love it. It's just, and I guess this episode, which I can't believe you're still listening to. I mean, come on. I know you have a day job, but isn't there something you could do clerically or data entry-wise that would keep you from just... This is one of the most... I think I'm having problems with it. I mean, podcasts in general are this way, but it's pretty self-indulgent for it to just to be me here with my mouth flapper just going at you. I'll be at Flappers tonight at 9:30 headlining. That was an impression of Brody Stevens. I just, you know, it's weird to just do it by yourself. I thought it was an idea. I don't even know if I'll post this. I don't think it's called posting, uploading. Better word than posting. But, you know, what do I know? I've never had a blog. Barely have a website, for God's sake. My web presence is my biggest downfall. No, there's other things I'm worse at. I'm a terrible son and a horrible husband. Well, I've never been married, but isn't that the worst thing about me being a husband? I can't even get married. I can't even get a wife. That makes me an awful husband. I will someday. You know, it's me. I think I have. Honestly, I was going to say commitment issues, but the word intimacy came up, and I think that I have problems with all that, you know. I think, come on, take a left turn, you dunce. Fuck. I think, you know, there's a few times my mom would have loud sex with strange men. I don't know who they were. One guy was named Dale. He had missing ear, lived in a van. I liked him, though, because he had a lot of cool rock shirts. I was more of a Cure New Order guy, but, man, did he have some Van Halen shirts that, on the market here in L.A. at some thrift store, man, 60, 70 bucks they'd pull in. And he'd pull it off and give it to you. Probably he was a nice guy. And with ease, because he only had one ear, I think I mentioned that. But he'd stay in a van. You know, my mom met him in AA, and I guess that becomes your social network when all of a sudden you're not going out and dancing to blues music or whatever she used to do. One time I smelled weed in her room. I knew what that was like because my sister had a party. I'd smelled marijuana before. And she was there. She was there with her friend, Connie. No, it wasn't Connie. Who was it? Anyway, they were naked. And then explained the Playboys that I used to look at under her bed. But she said, and in her defense, I kind of believe this. She was like, I have a Hustler and a Playboy under my bed because my boyfriend was showing me the difference between the two. And even at that age, that was the age I was playing for U2. It was a popular, I was called The Edge. God damn it. So hard to tell jokes sometimes when the main focus with joke telling is being able to deliver a standard word like age. Oh, it was at a very young edge, and then someone interrupts me. You mean you too? And, you know, put a kick me sign on my back. That's what I deserve. There should be a bully in this car. Some consonant bully. I said consonant Nazi before, but I think that was a bit harsh. People don't like hearing about that. Anyway, my mom used to slap her friend's tits around. So I'm going to Flappers, that reminds me, and I'm going to get into it, you know? I'm going to have some I'm going to have some fun tonight. Matt Kirshen, I was going to ask him to do the podcast, and I don't know if you know that guy, but he's the best dude. I'll just go ahead and have him be my virtual guest tonight. Matt, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, love. I'm from the UK, or the United Kingdom, or, Britain, or Great Britain, or England. There's so many names for that one island. I mean, I know that some of them are excluding or including Scotland, but I, you know, it's just, it's another country, and I'll tell you something about myself. I am only willing to learn about this goddamn country right now that we reside in. It's funny to do the two accents, and what am I, like, an actor person? Why did I, that's so dumb that I did that, I apologize. But in my defense, that was one of the better English accents I've ever done. It was an okay domestic one. And I say domestic because I'm proud of where my great-great-great-grandparents fucked. I am at a red light. I think I'm approaching, you know, it'll be up to me at that point, of course, because you have no say in this. You're only using your ears. But I might just stop podcasting once I get to Flappity's. And, you know, or I have the option of either grabbing a comic in there, you know, if I see a Arsenio Hall or a Nert Burfler or a, you know, I'm just saying, comics from the old-timey days. I might grab them, put them in the car, but as of now, this is just an apology from Karen and I that we don't have, like, a full legit episode, but I didn't want to leave you hanging, you know? I didn't want to just have there be this void between you and I, because that's something I've learned in my marriage that doesn't exist, is a void turns into other problems, you know? Avoid the void. Someone write that down. You know, when it comes to relationships, avoid the void. And that's easy enough. That's an easy way to live your life with other people, you know? Don't create voids. Be consistent. Let people know you're there for them. I'm there for you. Fuck, I missed the five. These fucking freeway... Okay, I'm getting a chance to do a U-turn. Karen's so much better at multitasking and driving. She really is. I really screwed the pooch on that one. I might... Okay, let's, I just want to abruptly stop and apologize for the phrase, screwed the pooch. That's never, ever come out of my talk hole. I hate that it did. I guess what I'm saying is I'm becoming my grandmother, or I'm getting her hips. Okay, here we're going to go right on. I guess I got it. Like I said before, trust the ways. Don't try and add your own data. I'm turning right on Glenfold. Fuck. Sorry. See, that's the thing with, when I'm driving, it becomes, more about the routes and me vocalizing things. Karen's cool as a cucumber in the car. Cool as a cucumber in the car. And, so now I'm in a residential area. I got a little off track on the way to Flappity's. By the way, I'm not afraid to, you know, I'm a bit of a rebel, not the kind that has a mohawk and spray paints I hate my dad on a wall, but I will show up late to a show. The contract, which again, agrees that I will receive $0, also said, you know, show up at 8:30, and it's 9:22, but come on, who shows up an hour before showtime? I'll tell you who, the opener, yeah. And I'm no opener. I've been doing this 16, 17... Oh, God, that's depressing. It's weird that right now, everyone that's listening, you know, upwards of 2,000, a dozen people, it's possibly you're new to me, and, oh, man, so many years doing this. But you know what? I'm not here to complain. I've had a great time, and I'm having more fun lately doing stand-up than ever in my life, and that's actually just a genuine thought, yeah, stand-up's fun, it's getting funner, or more fun, you know what, We can say funner. And you can look it up now, Dick, if you're about to be a word Nazi. A word coach on me. It's a word now, funner. It got entered into either Funk and Wagnalls. Sorry, those are encyclopedias. I think it got entered into, the Random House and the Webster and all that. Great show. Random House, not a great book. Confusing title. It's alphabetized, not random. Okay, here we go. I'm taking a right. Oh, here's the five. Wow. See, you got to trust Waze. I basically drove through people's living rooms. And here, I got to shoot out. Okay. Which do I do? You got to give me the info. Fuck. Okay, here we go. Waze saved me, I do believe. And, damn it. Okay, this is ridiculous. I just want on an upper level. I'm supposed to go on the lower level. But you know what? Fucking mark your shit. Oh, this is so frustrating. I don't know how I survive in this city. I'm basically, if you can think of a perfect figure eight, that's what I just created. Like some idiot savant that's into geometry and symmetry, symmetrical symmetry. I fucking missed the goddamn it, and now I'm taking a... Welcome to Traffic Talk with a mentally ill person. I'll be your host and guest and featured commentator, Chris Fairbanks. Okay, I'm going to take him right here on Rowena. Rowena. A lot of people do a joke about that. I don't feel comfortable doing jokes about ethnic-sounding names. I don't think that's funny. And I don't feel comfortable doing it. Incidentally, if you are a black person, you should move to Philadelphia. I spent some time there last weekend. I was working at Helium. And what a cool town for black people. And I don't know if I have the right to say that. But it is. Everyone, I had the best interactions there with everyone. And I'm like most 30-something white dudes that were born in Montana. I just want the approval of like an older black man, like with a cane and a sweater that just, you know, looks like he could have been my grandpa had it not been for some genetic, you know, situations. And just had some great talks. And I had a good time there. I like Philly. As far as when they're all in a group together and listening to my jokes, I don't like them as much. I'll be honest. It looks like New York, but it's not New York. It's New York if New York hated art of any kind. But, you know, it was. It's cool to be there where all the Declaration of Independence and all that was signed. Okay, I have no idea where I am. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, no, here we go. They're giving me a second chance. I just basically did. I'm back on Los Feliz Boulevard. I'm going to be late for my show. It's funny that while that happened, isn't that funny how life is? I was making light of the fact that I might be late. And it distracted me. And now I'm going to be late because of all my light making. And that's the thing about driving. You got to pay attention to the road. I have a feeling I'm making weird noises with rubbing the... I have a lav, which in the business is known as a clip-on microphone. And then on top of that, because I'm professional, I'm listening to the sound quality through some earphones. Those cords of those two items have become entangled, affecting the sound and possibly the power source. Not sure about the power source, but it's definitely... There's a rubbing, and you can hear that. Hear that? Yeah, that's not good. Hey, I'm not some boom operator... Boom operator. Why is it every time I express myself alone in my car, some cop is there, like, staring at me? Well, at least he works for the city, is what he'll say. I'll be like, yeah, look at me. Look at these hands. I've been working for the city for years. Look at my fingers, look like ginger root. You want to fucking... How long have I been in Philly? Fuck that city. But It's funny, though, because my fingers, as I get older, my fingers look more and more like a professional geisha's, just soft, pale, okay, I really have to pay attention. Here we go. Do not cut me off, or I will knife you. Okay, here we go, and I'm taking a right. Sactown, Bay Area and back to, am I going to Sacramento? What the fuck is this? Well, trust the app. Again, you're listening to Do You Need a Ride with Chris Fairbanks and Karen Kilgariff. Karen couldn't be here, probably because she's upset that I can't fucking say her name. And we are sponsored by Waze, the application that gets you there, colon. I don't know why they put the colon at the end. It should be in the middle of their slogan, or their logo, slogan. Okay, I think I'm on the right track now. Yep, Olive Ave, that's always good. When you're in Burbank, you aren't in Burbank unless you're on Olive Ave. I've always said that, and I think it would be a top-selling shirt in that area. Let's be honest, I mean, that you're only going to sell that shirt on Olive Ave, but I'm buying. I mean, I'm selling. I'll buy. I probably won't sell a lot of my You're Not in Burbank Unless You're on Olive Ave, unquote, t-shirts. So I'll probably have to buy them. And so I'm buying and selling. Basically, I'm in the wholesale business. Now I don't know how that works, but I think you have to have a warehouse and know someone that breaks legs for a living. You know, I work in wholesale. Maybe you'd like to have a shipment of your kneecaps at the bottom of the ocean, you jerk. I lost character when I said jerk. That would, it'd certainly say something harsher, but hey, don't point your fingers at me. I didn't watch that Sopranos you all love so goddamn much. Yeah, let's be honest, I did. I just tapered off at the end. Hey, how are you, big murderers of the road? That's what my mom used to call 18-wheelers. Thought that was a little harsh. They're just trying to make a living, Mom. They're hauling cherries or rocket fuel. You know, that doesn't make them a murderer. It gives them the tools to murder. I mean, have you ever choked on a cherry pit? You think it's the end. And also, rocket fuel can be dangerous. Okay, we are approaching. This is going well. 134 wet. Okay. No, I'm ignoring that. You're right. You're right to have chimed in. Thank you, head voice. Here we go. That guy, oh, it's so funny because I mentioned that, and there is a truck that has oil drums pouring out that is literally either covering illegal oil dumpage or bodies. There's bodies in there. Oh my goodness, I am so lost. Fuck this noise. Where, how am I, what? No. Ugh, piss. I don't know where I am. All right. It's funny, I don't know how I survived back when it was like, you know, opening up a Thomas Guide in this city, because it's difficult. It's difficult to keep track. I just did the biggest, well, this might be a full one-hour episode. And, you know, I apologize while saying you're welcome, because I don't know what you're thinking or feeling. You know, I'm not a mind reader. Incidentally, speaking of mind readers, Warpy Goldberg. I say Warpy Goldberg because, as a joke once, I had my friend Henry Phillips, who has been on the show, he's terrific, you all love him, he said drunkenly, in attempt to sing Whoopi Goldberg, he said Warpy Goldbarge, and I'm not going to drop names, but the car was filled with celebrities, and boy, did we laugh our tits off. Most of those celebrities are, you know, they're having gender issues now, but, you know, you can't be a lady without your flappers. What if that's what they said before the show? Horrible. Horrible. No one's listening anymore. Okay, gonna take Western. Oh, shit. Guess who fucking missed? No, sorry. Olive. Olive is what I'm taking. How soon did I forget about my hit t-shirt design? Olive. Good Lord. Anyway, Henry said Warpy. Oh, yeah. I just saw Ghost the Musical. That's what we were getting at. Mind readers. she played a clairvoyant, like Miss Cleo type. I mean, in the 80s, people, you know, there's lines like, oh, he's pretty cute for a white guy. Now, that's offensive to all of us. You know, that's, you know, that it's just, that's the kind of comedy that was of that 80s era. But the musical, I mean, when I got over snickering at the fact that people have, you know, they have lines where they're like, oh, this is going to be a beautiful apartment once we paint the walls. If these walls could talk, they'd have mouths and say things my mother said. You know, that it's so dumb, musicals. Just the whole concept of them just made me laugh like a 15-year-old kid. But then, boy, I got into Ghost the Musical. I did. It was, and it sounds funny, but because it's a stage play, but the special effects, I'm telling you, they had like a mesh screen in front of the stage and then an additional screen like behind the stage. So during the performances, which, as you know, it's just people standing on stage, some of them, you know, they were mic'd, that was as technical as usually it gets, they project images and lights and pre-shot footage, you know, layering this live performance. So when they're on the subway, they're showing footage of a subway car, and it looks like the way they line it up and the way everyone, the way everyone stands on their mark, you know, it looks like they're on a subway. It was the coolest. If you live in LA, and I know it sounds funny because I went to it so hesitantly, and you haven't seen Ghost the Musical, you know, don't go. It's expensive. But if someone gives you tickets and then you end up going accidentally, God, you're going to love it. It was so amazing. I loved it. I was like, okay, so I'll take it back. Buy the tickets. Maybe it's me not. I'm just all of a sudden realizing I might like musicals. I don't know. I'm not like a tough guy or something, or phobic in any way. But I'm passing Flappers, so I'm here. I'm here, and I'm going to find a place to park. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride with Karen and Chris. I've been Chris Fairbanks. You know, I think this was a good episode, and I'm going to go ahead and keep telling myself that. We'll be back next week with a bunch of great comics that are on the Atlantic Ocean Comedy Festival. Until then, this has been DYNAR. Sorry, no, don't be a dick. I'm just fucking honking, weird lady.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.